You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Tony Award-winning musical Fun Home opens tonight at Detroit's Fisher Theater for a two-week run. Fun Home was adapted from Alison Bechdel's graphic novel telling the story of her relationship with her gay dad and about coming to terms with her own identity as a lesbian. The musical got a very, very warm welcome when it finally got to Broadway, nominated for 12 Tony Awards and winning 5. One of those Tonys went to Michigan native Lisa Krohn. She grew up in Lansing. She's a playwright, actor, and co-founder of the theater group Five Lesbian Brothers. Lisa Krohn, welcome.
Hi.
How does it feel bringing Fun Home back home to Michigan?
Well, it's very exciting. The Fisher Theater is where I saw my first professional show when I was, I was a young teenager, I think.
Home is a big, big theme in your work, and it, either with your more autobiographical plays like 2.5 Minute Ride or Well, and of course in Fun Home. What does it take to write about home well?
Well, I think it's a, you know, it's been a central subject for many, many writers. It's everything. It is, you know, it is our home. I think many people who write about home are people who left that place and can feel that they are made of it and are also sort of maybe pushing against it in some way. You know, there's something about being from that place and yet, I think for many people, not quite fitting into that place, feeling that ultimately they're going to belong somewhere else, that is the thing that drives people to write about the place they come from.
And it certainly does take that often getting away to be able to look back from a period of distance, whether it is time or actual miles.
Mm-hmm.
You grew up in the west side of Lansing. Tell us what was special about your neighborhood.
We moved to the west side of Lansing in the early 60s. The neighborhood at that time was in a period of transition. The real estate industry was actively blockbusting in that neighborhood, and the city had begun to respond accordingly, as happened to so many neighborhoods in that time, by withdrawing social services, selling off parks, closing hospitals and schools. And my mother had gone to Antioch College and really had her conception of the world opened up when she went to live with her college roommate in segregated Baltimore. And seeing the world from inside of that perspective really changed, it really set the course of my mom's life. And my father also, as I write about in 2.5 Minute Ride, was a German-Jewish Holocaust refugee. I think that my parents were quite different from each other, but what they shared was the notion that there was value in the perspective of an outsider, that living with people unlike yourself was valuable and would make you a more interesting, empathetic, and engaged human being. And so my mother wanted us to be raised in a racially integrated neighborhood. And so she, with some other people, founded an organization to stop that tide of towards segregation that was happening in the West Side. And she ran the organization for 7 years. That organization continues on to this day. And it created this very stable, racially integrated neighborhood, which remains that today.
That's a real legacy. With Fun Home, you were working with someone else's story, with Alison Bechdel, a 2014 MacArthur Genius Grant winner. How was it adapting someone else's story of home rather than doing what you've done so well, writing out of your own experience?
Well, in one sense, Alison and I have many similarities in that we're the same age. Janine Tesori is also, we're all three exactly the same age. Janine was the composer of Fun Home. And, you know, I, like Alison, went to a small Midwestern college. Alison went to Oberlin. I went to Kalamazoo College. So, and also, we both were working sort of in lesbian culture through the 80s and 90s, Alison as a graphic, as a cartoonist, and me making theater. So we had that sort of similarity of biography. Other things about us were very, very different, but I think that when I read Fun Home, which, if you know, for anyone who hasn't read Alison's graphic novel, I highly recommend it. It's the kind of book that people read and then they buy it for everybody that they know. But I think that for me, she was asking questions about her relationship with her father and the kind of narratives that her father had about his life and that she had about her father's life, and she was interrogating those narratives. She didn't trust those narratives, and that was, and there was an essayistic quality to that work that I think matched, I felt matched what I had been doing in 2.5 Minute Ride, where I had been doing a similar thing, looking for the difference between things that happen and the stories we tell about those things. Beyond that, I had been taking those questions about those narratives of lived experience and figuring out how to make them dramatic. I felt like I could see the core of what Allison was doing, which when you read the book, it feels like it's a sort of forward-moving narrative about her father's life and her life. But actually, it's a kind of a circular questioning of the woman who's writing the book about her understanding of her relationship with her father. I knew that that was the center. I had some ideas about how to dramatize it.
Well, those ideas worked awfully well when we think of that night, the Tony night. I want us to take a listen to part of your acceptance speech the night you won your Tony Award. You were talking about everything that had been happening on Broadway with innovative and diverse and challenging shows.
We all live in this big house, and we've all been sitting in the same one or two main rooms and thinking that this was the whole house. And this season, some lights got turned on in some other rooms. And we're all like, oh my God, this house is so much bigger than I thought. We're like, I didn't know that we had a garden. I didn't know we had a freaking ballroom. This pantry is full of food. I had no idea. The thing is, all those other rooms have always been there, and there have always been really interesting people in them, doing ravishing things. And wouldn't it be so great if after this season, we didn't all just go back into the living room? This has been the most successful season in Broadway history because all of us have been going into all of these amazing rooms in our house where we live together that we haven't been in before. You guys, our house is so big. Please, let's not just all go back into the living room.
Lisa Krohn, what do you think the arts, and theater in particular, can do in coming years to keep making the house bigger?
Boy, I haven't listened to it. I was like, oh, that's a pretty good speech. I haven't listened to it in a long time, maybe since I said it. I think that I am in the process, as are other artists, as we have been for a while, but I think this call is more urgent, to call on our institutions to make sure that there are diverse voices on our stages. This has been a long struggle, and in the past couple of years has gotten moderately better. But what has happened for many, many decades is that there's a blip toward, you know, more gender parity and more racial and ethnic diversity, and then it falls back down to what it has been. And the numbers have been scandalously low over and over and over again, forever, actually. And I think what I was trying to get at in that speech is that, you know, there's a notion that all the good work is making it to the main stages, and that's just not true. That's just not true. My life was changed when I saw the Split Bridges Company on a tiny stage in the East Village. I think that we have just been through an election where we have seen the danger of believing that the only real people are white men, and white men in particular with money and power. There's a thing that I said many times, but when Fun Home happened at the Public, I had this, so many people came up to me and said, and they meant this as a compliment, they said, this show is they said it's universal, you know, it's so much bigger than just a story about a lesbian. And I would say this show is exactly the size of a story about a lesbian. What just changed is your idea. You just all of a sudden realize that lesbians can be as fully human as any other protagonist. They can be as fully prismatic as any other, you know, as Willy Loman, as Hamlet, as, you know, any other male protagonist. All kinds of people can look at those characters and see themselves in those characters. The same is true for all different kinds of people. And more than ever in this country, the theater has a responsibility to demonstrate over and over and over again the full prismatic humanity of people who are not white men.
Lisa Krohn, her show Funhouse, the award-winning musical, opens tonight for a two-week run at Detroit's Fisher Theater. Lisa Krohn, thank you for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.